I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. As problems persist in the African country of Zimbabwe, the church is growing. That's a word from Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach. Yoder says the situation in Zimbabwe is horrendous. While it looks desperate, Yoder says their seminars are helping the local church.
Because of the seminars that have been coming into some of the towns and villages, the pastors are working together now. These have brought unity into the towns so that the different denominations are working together to share the gospel.
Next, Africa Inland Mission is adding a new tool to their church planting, discipleship, and evangelism outreach in Mozambique. Paul and Karen Zimmerman are praying that God will use radio as a way to reach the unreached peoples in the north. Karen says this isn't an easy place to work.
There is no openness. That's why this group was targeted, with the Unreached People Group movement, and our mission picked them to go in. So they are very resistant to the gospel and to Christianity.
The novelty of radio could help, since ridicule is a major reason Christianity is unpopular. $15,000 is being raised. They hope to be on the air by next summer. And stagnant pools of water in New Orleans' Hurricane Katrina zone are giving way to a large crop of mosquitoes. With the threat of an outbreak of mosquito-borne diseases, Operation Blessing is helping. They're planting small mosquito-eating fish in contaminated pools. OBI has purchased more than 15,000 fish and has volunteers to distribute them. Teams often work hand-in-hand with local churches in an effort to be the hands and feet of Christ to a region in need. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.